Jim Brogan and Brogan Financial, in business here in East Tennessee for a long, long time, way more than 20 years. We've got a radio show here on News Talk 98.7 every Saturday, 9 till 10, then 3 to 4 in the afternoon time. He joins us on occasion to discuss things that are going on in the financial world. Jim, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. So let's, man, we're going to get into all of these things here, but let me run down some items on my list. Ukraine.
Sure.
Inflation, interest rate increase, gas prices, stock market. Which one of these has your attention the most, if there is such a thing?
Well, they're all kind of interrelated, right? I mean, it's all of the above, because if you pick one, it's going to affect all the others, right? Mm,
right.
So it's all of that is really kind of working together to create a lot of market volatility.
Surprising at this volatility?
I'm really not, Bob. I mean, if we, you know, coming into this year, I felt like stock market would be volatile this year, would be choppy, more choppy than last year. Because, and now, I didn't know, you know, Russia would go into Ukraine. Certainly, and that's made it even choppier. But with coming out of the pandemic and inflation and Federal Reserve policy, you know, rising the expectation of increasing interest rates, just all of the challenges, how do we unwind all the federal stimulus that's happened over the last 2 years since the pandemic hit? I expected volatility coming into the year, and I expect volatility is going to continue for some time with all this uncertainty.
Okay, the federal interest rate increase, what can we expect? How big of a deal is this?
It's a big deal in the sense that the Fed needs to get their arms around inflation. And I think that because of the war in Ukraine, I think inflation is going to persist deeper into this year than probably expected. So it's important in that sense. In terms of, you know, I don't think the Fed will increase interest rates 6 or 7 times this year. I think maybe it'll only be maybe 4 times because of what's going on in Ukraine. The Fed wants to be careful it does not cause recession by increasing interest rates. So it is important. I don't think we should overreact on this. The yield curve, meaning, you know, when the Fed, Bob, increases the overnight federal funds rate, that doesn't necessarily change the rate on a 30-year mortgage or on a 10-year treasury loan. And that's called the yield curve. You know, usually we expect, hey, a 10-year would pay, you know, you'd make more than you would on a 5-year. A 30-year mortgage would cost more than a 15-year mortgage in terms of your interest rate. But that's not – the yield curve has already started to flatten, meaning just because the Fed increases the rate down here on the overnight federal funds rate – what then ends up happening on a 3 or a 5 year CD or a 10 year or 15 or 20 year mortgage? It doesn't necessarily have a huge impact there.
How big is the inflation problem that we're?
It's definitely an issue that could potentially choke off economic growth this year. The Fed did just announce a reduction in their expected GDP growth for 2022. I mean, think about it this way, Bob. If gas and food costs more, which it does, and that continues for a while, that's money that's not going into the rest of the economy, right? So that would slow down your GDP growth because we're having to spend money on necessities. It would spend – well, let me rephrase that. It would slow down the growth in the real economy. And that's the concern, is does inflation persist long enough to slow down economic growth. So the Fed has adjusted their expectations. And again, these are just more reasons I expect the market to be volatile.
Well, there was, yeah, leading into the next question there, stock market's down about 10%. What do you see coming up the rest of this year?
I see continued volatility. You know, we have to be careful here, Bob, that I do want to throw in here. We don't want to I think listeners need to ask themselves, are you an investor or are you a trader? Because when we invest money, we really don't invest for what the money might be worth next week or next month or even next year. When we invest in things that have risk, like the stock market, we should be a longer-term investor. not a trader. And trading, getting in and out of things, can be very, very dangerous. On the one hand, you know, I'm concerned about continued choppiness this year, concerned about a slowdown of economic growth because of inflation. At the same point, war historically has been good for stocks. Likewise, when the Fed starts to increase interest rates, typically over the next 12 months, stocks are up. So, you know, we just because it's happened in the past doesn't mean it's going to happen in the future. But I think we have to be very careful that we don't try to trade in and out of things based on our emotion.
You need some blinders on, it sounds like. Put it in the market if that's what you're going to do, and then just ignore it for however many years.
I don't know that you need blinders on because, you know, we want to be strategic and take advantage of opportunities. We also want to protect ourselves from unnecessary risks. And the bigger thing is to look at your overall needs and what you're trying to get your money to accomplish and invest to accomplish those goals. When are you going to need the money? And therefore, there's a trade-off between the risks that you take, which inevitably means losses in bear markets, versus the rewards and the gains you have in the bull markets. But all of that should be based. I'm a big believer that we invest to achieve an outcome, Bob, and we should be looking at what is that outcome we need and when do we need it. And that is really critical. We invest, and when we invest, and again, that goes back to, are you an investor or are you a trader? We just don't want to be trading in and out of these kinds of markets.
Sure. How do you construct a financial plan to protect your clients from this instability?
Well, I think that's where you identify, as I mentioned earlier, when are you going to need money and what do you need it to be? You know, first off, money that you need in the short term should not be in the stock market. And when I say short term, I really don't mean a year or two. I mean 5 years or more. And that's kind of rudimentary wealth management advice. Money that you need in the next few years should just not be in the stock market because markets are volatile and markets are unpredictable. So it's really a gamble if you have that money in the market. So if you're in retirement or getting near retirement, you should structure your finances where your income in the short term can come from things that aren't going up and down in the stock market. Then the longer term monies that you need beyond 5 years, it's, you know, is it 5 years? Is it 8 years? Is it 15 years? So time horizon depends, you know, very much drives how much risk you can afford to take. And then measure that risk. How long has it been since you rebalanced your portfolio? Have you really looked at the diversification in the portfolio? What can you expect when the markets go sharply down, which they will? And what can you expect when markets are booming, which they will do that as well? We just don't know when the busts and the booms are going to happen. So you should measure the risk and diversification in your long-term portfolio. But the first step is to build secure income in the short term where you're not depending on the stock market.
See, I think one of the things, the key things you just did there was identify, put a specific time range on what short term is considered. A lot of folks maybe think it's 1 or 2 or 3 years. You're saying short term is beyond 5 years. Or under 5 years.
Absolutely. Well, short time term is at least 5 years.
At least 5 years.
And it's absolutely. I hear people say 2 years, but that's not true. If you look at history, you need more than 2 years to see markets recover if you've got your money in the stock market. So you know it really should be at least 5 years.
Very good. Well, you just pointed out something, Jim, that if folks are trying to think this through on their own and maybe they don't have the correct definition of a lot of terms, then you certainly need to reach out to a professional. Jim Brogan, Brogan Financial, the crew there is ready to help you out. Anything we didn't hit on you wanted to make sure to get in today, Jim?
I'd say just don't be a trader. Be an investor or identify what you want to be. Do you want to be a trader? Do you want to be an investor? Most people we meet with overwhelmingly want to be investors and identify what the outcome is. I'm just a big believer in investing for an outcome, and because that'll drive a lot of the risks that you take in your investments. You know, the flip side is a 30-year-old should be very aggressive with their 401k because they're not going to touch the money for 30 years. So just as an example, it's a matter of what do you want to accomplish with the money? and when do you need it? What is it you want to achieve? So goals-based.
Jim, we always enjoy speaking with you. Thank you, sir. If you want to reach out to Jim Brogan and Brogan Financial, the number is 865-862-6800, and they're online at broganfinancial.com. As always, thanks for your time, Jim.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Yarbrough here on News Talk 98.7. We're back in just a moment.
Starting the week off.